Kimberly Wilbanks. That's K-I-M-B-E-R-L-Y Wilbanks, W-I-L-B-A-N-K-S, 10363. Chief complaint, hip pain number one, leg pain number two, ankle fracture number three. I'm trying to come off my oxycodone / Percocet, but I'm having a hard time. Number four, history of primary biliary cirrhosis. Number five, on blood thinner because of hepatic vein thrombosis. Number six, our patient is a well-known 58-year-old woman who comes in today for evaluation of multiple issues and problems. Patient's last INR was 5.3, by the way. That was reported to the folks at the liver transplant center, and it's been adjusted. Since then, patient has bought her own INR machine and is checking it regularly and reporting it to them, so we're not doing the blood work for that anymore. Big letters. Terry, in the paragraph, patient recently had hip fracture, status post fall, and ankle hip repair, status post fall, and ankle fracture. Patient has been taking oxycodone. Her surgeon told her she no longer is a candidate for oxycodone, and she wants to know what she can take at this time, given her liver transplant, being on liver transplant list and having liver issues, allergies, Levaquin, morphine, codeine, Benadryl. COVID immunization, up to date. Medical problems, anxiety, gastroesophageal reflux, liver failure, hepatic vein thrombosis, primary biliary cirrhosis, surgery, hysterectomy, left hip surgery, social status post hysterectomy, no periods, no smoking, no drinking, lives with her husband, not working any longer. COVID immunization is up to date. She weighs 156 pounds, no significant change, 97%, 96, 4, 16, 84, 117, over 65. Heart positive, small positive, lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next row JVD skin shows, the rash, lower extremity shows, no edema, cholecystitis. Number one, status post hip fracture, healing nicely. Number two, ankle fracture, not requiring surgery, doing well. Number three, primary biliary cirrhosis, stable per folks at liver transplant clinic. Next number, biliary hepatic vein thrombosis, on Coumadin, the folks at the liver transplant clinic and the patient are doing the INR testing regularly. Next number, patient is also is concerned because she's out of her Percocet / oxycodone and doesn't know what to do. She has a few Tramadol left. I explained to her that Tramadol is also a narcotic. The fact that Tramadol can also be very addicting, but she is able to take one or two Tramadol a day for the next 2-3 days. After that, I want her to take Tylenol and the Motrin combination, if it's okay with the liver transplant folks, in big letters, because that has worked very well with bone pain in the past. Next number, come and see us next in 2 weeks to report regarding the use of Tramadol. Next number, no prescription was given. She just has a few Tramadol at home that she would use. Next number, she knows that Tramadol is also a weak opioid receptor and can cause just as much dependency. And we're going to make sure she doesn't take that any more than the prescribed amount. Next number, blood work recently reviewed from 7/20/22. Next number is INR per liver transplant, folks. Next number, patient is on Coumadin because of her hepatic vein thrombosis. Thank you. Our next number of medication list will review the opposite page, as always. Thank you.